the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're just, I'm enthralled, folks. I'm enthralled with having our dear brother Tex Mars on. He's, like I say, one of the greatest researchers, and his book proves that, Mysterious Monuments. You need to get a copy of this, folks. You'll just be shocked by how much demonism and occultism going on, Satanism, a witchcraft and all that going on right around you and right around your state capital and in your local areas there by the Masonic Lodge putting up all these demonic things. Let's go right back to Tex now. Tex, would go ahead and finish what you were talking about. I'm fascinated by what you were saying there, and then let's give out your contact information, brother, okay?
Sure. Well, in Jerusalem, of course, they have the great mountain there,
right,
where the Wailing Wall supposedly is. That's where Obama and McCain left their little prayer messages,
right,
in the crack, which,
yeah,
I think is nothing more than just superstitious magic. The idea that you cannot simply get on your knees and pray to the Lord, but you have to go and make a pilgrimage to a certain city, and go and put on a skull cap, which is an abomination anyway, because Jesus was crucified on the hill they call Golgotha, place of the skull.
Right.
And now they make you wear a skull cap, which I think is a mockery of Jesus, and then you place your little prayer there as if some kind of a magic that's going to work. But in fact, God is willing to talk with his people anywhere on earth. All it takes is a person that has a sincere heart wants to reach God. So it's nothing more than magic and supernaturalism, Kabbalism, that they do that. But, you know, it looks good to the ignorant world that Obama left a little, McCain left this little thing there. Now,
yeah,
the underneath, a lot of archaeological work has been done under that mountain. In fact, in all of the hills and areas around Jerusalem. But one of the places they found is the ancient cave they call Zedekiah's Cave.
Yeah.
Now, you can actually, you know, arrange to have a tour. They take tourists down in there, way deep under the earth. And a gentleman who was with a Christian television station in Washington, D.C., and I was on his program for a few days, he gave me some pictures and told his visit there, and I began to investigate. He said that the tour, he sort of got behind a little bit because he was, you know, sort of messing around with his camera.
Right.
And the group sort of left him, and he looked over, and he saw there was a little passageway, and he saw a door, and he saw there was a sign on it. A bronze plaque. And he went, walked over there, and he's trying to hurry because he didn't want to, you know, miss the group that was on the way out.
Right.
And this was deep inside Zedekiah's grave, and it said, this is the meeting place of the Grand Lodge of Jerusalem.
Good grief.
Masonic Lodge.
Masonic
it was locked.
Lodge.
It was a heavy, heavy door locked.
Yeah.
By that time, the tourist guide had saw him in there and said, get out of there right away. Don't go in there. Security forces operate down here, and you know, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
And he took a picture of it, though, before the guy got him.
Uh-huh.
And he gave me, and I began to investigate, and I found out that, indeed, they meet down there regularly, deep under the earth, close to their Lord, let's just call it. The Grand Lodge meets down there and conducts rituals.
Yeah.
So there is an Illuminati, there is a Grand Lodge of Jerusalem, and there is a Zedekiah's Cave, and so very evil. By the way, I documented all this in my video, DVD called Masonic Lodge over Jerusalem.
Interesting. I've got to get some more of this stuff from you, Tex. I'd like to get that one on Meshach and Tubal.
I'll send it to you, Jack, along with Masonic Lodge over Jerusalem.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks, after these important messages. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner, and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh, I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days, and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm telling you folks, Tex Mars information that comes out to me monthly in his newsletter is eye-opening. I mean, it's just always educational and well-documented. So, Tex, please get out your contact information. We want people to order this fantastic book, Mysterious Monuments, and share it with their relatives and friends, too. Go right ahead, brother.
Well, Jack, thank you, and I think they'll enjoy my website even if they don't buy a thing.
Yeah,
and so, and
for sure.
Of course, my own radio show is there 24/7. They can listen to that free.
Yeah.
And then they have a number of videos they can watch also free and news items. Especially the Mysterious Monuments, several articles on the home page, and many pictures, too, of these things.
Right.
And that would be Power of Prophecy. powerofprophecy.com. And so, by the way, if people would like a hard copy of my monthly newsletter, give them a free sample issue, simply phone us during the work week, you know, Monday through Friday, Central Time, 8 to 5:30. Call at a toll-free 1-800-234-9673. And say, hey, I heard it on the Jack McLam show. I would like a free copy of your newsletter. That's the 1-800-234.
One more time. That's
sure.
Toll number again, Tex.
It's toll-free, and please call Monday through Friday, 1-800-234-9673. Now, we have the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but it's, you know, you have to leave it on the message machine, which is fine. if you can just tell the message machine, I'd like to receive a free copy of Texas newsletter and give them your address so that we can get it to you.
Okay, good deal. Great. Very good, brother. And let's see, talk about your book some more there, brother. Talk about your book. We need to really sell the people listening today on getting a copy of this book. I've never seen anything like it in my life, Tex. I don't think there is anything like this out there ever been printed before. It is astounding. Go right ahead, brother.
Well, you know, it's taken me 22 years of work to do this book. And
I can imagine. I can only imagine.
I've authored 38 books, but this book is really an unusual book, and I don't know why it took me so long, except that I wanted to visit a number of the places.
Uh-huh.
You know, I went to visit the Georgia Guidestones. I went to visit the Great American Pyramid in Memphis, Tennessee. Then there was the Nashville, Tennessee, by the way, has the Parthenon. And the way God handles things,
uh-huh.
Officer Jack, you know how this works.
Yeah.
When I went to Nashville, Tennessee, I wanted to visit the Parthenon. I wanted to know why the good people of Tennessee and Nashville would erect a great temple of the goddess Athena in their city. And that is built, it's in ruins now, the original temple in Athens, Greece, on the Acropolis. I wanted to know why they would build one to exactly 1/8-inch scale model. Not scale model, actually, it's actual size. And if nobody's seen it, it is amazing. And I have so many pictures, even the huge bronze doors, they must stand 25 or 30 feet tall, gigantic, into this temple. And as I drove up at Centennial Park there in Nashville, Jack, as I drove, Wanda and I drove, we had a rental car because we had flown in there.
Uh-huh.
And we headed to Centennial Park, and there was a huge downpour. I mean, it was one of the biggest rains imaginable. And everybody had left the whole park because of the rainstorm. So yeah. We drove up the parking lot. We were the only ones there. Almost.
I'll be darn gone.
Yeah. And so there was a security guard there, a guy in uniform there, and we paid a little ticket fee or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And he was there, and I think he was sort of bored because nobody else was there. And he said to me, and I noticed, I looked back into the sanctuary. They have a sanctuary in that temple. Remember, this is not in Greece. This is in the United States. I think the year was, might have been 1999. And I saw something behind, there were people behind this huge linen cloth. In the sanctuary, this giant sanctuary, seemed like a mile high, you know, ceiling.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "What is that back there?" And the security guard said, "That's the great goddess statue that they're sculpting." I said, "Sculpting?" I said, "I thought this thing was built almost 100 years ago, this Parthenon here in Nashville."
Yeah.
He said, "Yes, but they waited exactly one century." And he said, "There's the sculptor is back there working right now with his assistants, and he's been working here for 6 years, full time to build a statue. He was commissioned."
Wow. Good grief!
I couldn't believe it. So he said to me, "I said, boy, I'd sure like to see it." And I told him my name, and I'm from Austin, Texas, and I'm a writer, and I would like to write about this statue. He said, "Well, I'm not supposed to bother the artist, but I'll tell you what. There's nobody else here, and I'm going to take a chance that they won't get angry at me, and I'm going to go back and ask him if he could talk to you." He did.
Yeah.
And the artist, Alan LeQuire, said yes. And so they ushered me back underneath all the linen. Now, in the year 2000, they had the official opening, and you know how they do with statues and buildings, not buildings, but statues, they pull off the great big linen cloth.
Oh, yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, they had the king and queen of Greece, the governor of Tennessee, Al Gore, who comes from Tennessee, was senator there. He was there.
Great.
I mean, they had a big gala opening, but they also had witches and goddess worshippers from all over the world come. But anyway, I was there, and the artist showed me his 42-foot-tall, huge statue of the goddess, Athena,
yeah,
as a warrior, and she was carrying her shield.
Uh-huh.
I was down beside her, and I noticed that her companion, as tall as I was, bigger, was a gigantic serpent.
Good grief.
And they had the astrological symbols all at the base of this. Uh-huh. And, of course, I said to the sculptor, what does this stand for? And he said, well, you know, many people today in the environmental movement worship the earth.
Uh-huh.
This is not only the great statue Athena, he says, the statue above our U.S. Capitol, on top of our U.S. Capitol,
right,
is really a representation of Athena.
Yeah.
And thus I began to study the great goddess and all of that. And of course, I found the goddesses everywhere throughout America, federal buildings, courthouses, county courthouses. She basically was worshipped by the Illuminati and still is today.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But by the way, the interesting thing was, while Wanda and I were in this huge Parthenon, Greek temple in Nashville, the sun came out, the rain dissipated, and as we left, there was a man with dreadlock hair, a black man, obviously from maybe one of the Caribbean islands, Jack,
yeah,
and he was standing on the front steps of the Parthenon, and he had some stuff all around spread on the steps, and he was conducting a ritual to the sun god,
yeah,
on the steps of the Parthenon. And
it was
like
an appropriate place to do it, that's for sure.
I know, you know, and unfortunately I took all kind of pictures of the goddess statues in my book,
yeah,
and the Parthenon, but I ran out of film and I couldn't get a picture of this guy right on the steps conducting, yeah, a ritual to his devil gods when the sun came back out. It was just amazing. But again, you know, God has put me in the when I visited the Georgia Guidestones, boy, now that's a place that is a harbinger of evil.
You said it. My goodness. Yeah.
And after I left, I drove into the little town. It was, I don't know, 6:30, 7 o'clock. It was past the workday time. And I saw they had a city hall, and there was only one car parked there. And I drove in, and a little city hall, and the door was open. And guess what? There was a guy working in there, and I asked him for information about the Guidestones.
Uh-huh.
And he looked at me quizzically. Turned out he was a city manager working late. City manager.
Oh, darn. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he verified that it was built by Freemasons,
uh-huh,
who wanted to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
Everton, Georgia is called the Granite Stone Capital of the World. And they have built this great monument outside of the town.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's in the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
Georgia.
That something? Isn't that
all those Southern Baptists?
Bible Belt, in the Bible Belt, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and
there's so much Satanism, yeah, and Freemasonry, of course, at the highest levels, they learn that their God is Satan. And it's so much in the Southern Baptist Church. The leaders are almost all of them are Freemasons. It's unbelievable, Tex, how much of that has creeped into our religion of the Lord Jesus Christ today.
Well, you know, when I was in Nashville, I paid a little visit to the Southern Baptist Convention headquarters.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I asked them, do you know about the great goddess monument being built here,
uh-huh,
inside in a city park,
yeah,
with this fantastic Parthenon, a Greek temple of religion?
Uh-huh.
And remember, even the Apostle Paul said that the goddess, Diana, who is another name for Athena, was the one whom all the world worshipped. But they were not even interested at the Southern Baptist Convention. They said, we don't know anything about it. It's not a problem.
Not a problem.
Not
That's
a problem.
Right. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with Tex Mars. Keep your pencils and papers handy here. We're going to give out more important information. Be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can tell you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiolite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiolite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. It's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack Michelam program with Tex Mars. And Tex, I think one of the most fascinating things and the most serious things today is your information that I've received now for 10 years about how our ministers today and the mainline denominational churches are leading us into the pits of hell, and how many of these great glitterbugs on television, multimillionaire preachers, are involved in the occult. And could you cover some of that for us, brother? And now the glitterbugs on TV, the multimillionaires, are telling us we need to go back under the Catholic system. And also, you published several good things on Pope John Paul II saying, along with Billy Graham, that we don't need Jesus Christ. If you're a witch or you're a warlock or you're a worshiper of Shiva, you don't have to have Jesus Christ. You've got your own path to heaven. Cover some of that for us, brother, would you? I appreciate it very much.
What you just said there sounds crazy. I mean, let me clarify that now.
But they're saying it.
Oh yes, I'm going to absolutely document and confirm what you said. But if I didn't know the facts, I would say, well, Officer Jack McLam, I've really trusted you before, but now this is too much.
Too much, right.
But wait, you know, I put out a whole new, not new now, but a DVD video called Power of Infamy, and you will actually see, Robert Bachner, Robert Schuller, who's a 33rd degree Mason, and Billy Graham, together on his Hour of Power show. He's interviewing Billy Graham, and Billy Graham says very clearly that even if a person has never read the Holy Bible, and even if he doesn't even believe in Christianity or Jesus, he still is going to go to heaven if he's sincere to his God. And not only that, but Billy Graham says that Hindus, Muslims, Buddhists, and others, and Jews, have Jesus already in their hearts, whether they know it or not.
Good grief.
So everybody on earth that already has Jesus doesn't. So that what that means is there is no need for Christian missionaries. It's one big waste of money because, hey, they've got their Hindu sages. They've got their Buddhist temples. They don't need Jesus. He says they already have Jesus, whether they know it or not. And Dr. Schuller says, I'm so glad you said that and taught that, Dr. Graham, because that's exactly what I believe. Well, of course it is. Of course it is, because he's a 33rd degree Mason.
Yeah.
And I want to confirm to people that I received information from a man who became a 33rd degree Mason. His name was Jim Shaw, in Washington, D.C., at the House of the Temple. He was initiated in the year 1966.
Uh-huh.
He stated that at his initiation, and by the way, he renounced Freemasonry and became a Christian pastor down in Florida. He passed away a few years ago. But Pastor Shaw told me, he said that at his initiation ceremony were three famous evangelists or preachers, Billy Graham, Dr. Robert Schuller,
wow,
and Dr. Norman Vincent Peale.
Good grief.
You know, who's been called the father of positive thinking.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And he said those three were there. When I drank wine from a human skull and got on my knees before the black granite altar with the great serpents emblazoned on the wall behind the altar in the sanctuary of the House of the Temple, which, by the way, I have a picture of the inside of this sanctuary in my book, Mysterious Monuments. And Mr. Shaw told me, Jim Shaw, that they were there as I drank that wine, which was you know, in the old days would have been blood from a human skull, with these horrible satanic serpents emblazoned on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, the House of the Temple in Washington, D.C., is exactly 13 blocks now, that supernatural number, from the White House. But I have discovered that it is actually a replica, an exact replica, of the ancient Halicarnassus, the tomb of King Mausolus of Greece, an ancient tomb. Now, Mausolus, King Mausolus, so fantastic a tomb did he build for him and his wife in ancient Greece that it became known as one of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
Huh.
Now, think about this. The Masons of the world, the Scottish Rite, the largest rite of Masons,
right,
they want their headquarters to be a tomb, a mausoleum. And even the very word mausoleum came from the name of King Mausolus. So this is, I call it the congregation of the dead.
Yes.
They meet inside a tomb or a mausoleum. And by the way, now this is going to be so fantastic. That's why I want people to get this book. They will not believe it until they see the pictures.
Right.
The Rockefeller Building, the Standard Oil Corporation building, in New York City, on top of this skyscraper, they built the same thing, the tomb of Mausolus, on top of the building.
I'll be darned. Wow.
Yeah, the place of the dead, the Standard Oil Corporation.
Hang on, folks. We'll be right back with Tex Mars and more. Fascinating. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
I'd like you to spend a little bit more time on this about our religious leaders that are occultists and they're Satanists. I mean, these Masonic Lodge members that are 33rd degree above the 30th degree have been told, according to Albert Pike and Manly P. Hall, that their God is Satan in the Freemasons. And we have... You've covered in several pages here about Oral Roberts. You want to tell the people about what's in the mysterious monuments about Oral Roberts University?
Well, Oral Roberts is a 33rd degree Mason, and, you know, he himself has often mentioned the fact that he has long been a very active member of the Democrat Party, political party. And so he always, he said, I've always voted Democrat. So, you know, think about that. Through the Bill Clinton era, all of those people who were pro-abortion, and there was Oral Roberts supporting them.
Yeah.
So you have to think about that first of all. Now, I have in my book not only pictures, about 3 or 4 page spread of Oral Roberts University. I went to Tulsa, Oklahoma, because somebody told me some strange things there at that university. I went there to visit, and I could not believe my eyes. The architecture is incredible. Now, it's famous worldwide, the type of architecture. There's a great tower
They call it the tower of a prayer of faith tower.
Yeah.
But it really is nothing more than a testimony to the sun god with the radiant sun rays. It appears to be the phallus going up into the woman's part. It was a serpentine ribbed. But over at the, he built also a hospital, the City of Faith Hospital. Now remember, Oral Roberts told everybody, if you'll give me money to build this great hospital, God told me, he prophesied to me that he would give the doctors there the cure for cancer. Well, that brought in a lot of money, you know.
I mean, I'll bet it did.
And he built this huge hospital. The problem was that Tulsa already had so many hospital beds that there never was enough use for it. And finally, it was closed down, what, about a decade ago, and of course they never did find any cure for cancer. That was all hocus pocus.
Right, yeah.
But the symbology of it, it's three buildings, each of a different shape. I believe they, and this is all my opinion now, again, other people can interpret it different ways, so I encourage people to go get my book and look at the pictures and see for themselves, make their own decision. But it appears to me that these three buildings are the unholy trinity. There's Osiris, the god of Egypt, the sun god. There's his son, Horus, and then there's the mother goddess, Isis. And in fact, in Freemasonry, boy, they revere and honor the gods of Egypt. And so that would be a natural thing for Oral Roberts to do as well.
Right.
And right in front of these three buildings is a great fountain and a big water, or like a pond, artificial pond. Now, I know this is grotesque, but there is a huge diamond-shaped structure. Now, in the occultic religions, they believe the diamond, the symbol of the diamond, is the male phallus. And, in fact, in the Hindu religion, and many of the New Agers who practice with the Hindu gurus, they have a phrase. They call it the jewel or diamond in the lotus. The lotus is the female.
Right, yeah.
Organ. And the lotus flower opens up, and the male organ, which is the diamond, goes into the lotus. It's a sickening thing, but it all goes back to the ancient temples of the mystery religions where they practiced holy sacred sex, you see. And that's the very meaning of the word yoga in the Hindu. Yoga means to be yoked with the goddess through sex.
That's what yoga means. Huh?
That's what yoga means, to be yoked with the goddess through sex.
Yeah, I'll be darned.
And so you had sex with the goddess, with a priestess, you became one with the goddess through the sex act, and in your spirit, and then you gave an offering to the priestess, you were giving an offering to the goddess. So this is the meaning of this, but there is the great diamond in front of the Osiris building, and of course the fountain, or the big pond coming out, would be the semen that comes out of the diamond. It's a pretty thick thing to me. Now, I'm sure that Oral Roberts University professors and such would want to argue with me about all this.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you what I discovered. They have these praying hands, monuments all over campus.
Yeah.
And even their symbol shows a man lifting up his hands. Some say it was lifting up to God, but it looked to me like just like I see the witches and the warlocks do. And their symbol, the logo, is a triangle within a circle. And that has long been known as an occult symbol. That's their logo for the university. But everything made sense. Now, I have a picture, a full-page picture of Oral Roberts, arm in arm, with the psychic astrologer Gene Dixon.
Yeah.
Now, Oral Roberts, and I saw this myself, and I'm sure it's not the only time he gave this sermon, on Trinity Broadcasting Network, he was talking. He said, my racial stock is Native American Indian. I come from Native American Indian race stock. He says, the Native American Indians, he said, we're closely connected with the earth. We have the earth energies.
Unbelievable.
And he said, and that's what it gave me. You know, he mentioned God, of course, but then he said, But I have these special healing powers because of my connection with the earth, with the energy of the earth. Wow. That's witchcraft.
That's witchcraft. But when they mention God, brother, and just leave it as God, you might think they mean the creator God of heaven. You're supposed to think that, but they may be thinking God Satan, because he's a Satanist in the 33rd degree Mason. So we don't know what he means when he says the word God. He knows what he means, but we don't.
That is true. And you know, in the Masonic temples, they don't really use the word God. They address their deity as the great architect.
Architect, that's right.
Of the universe. And of course, they themselves, over and over, they say, we, the Freemasons, are the builders. Well, what are they building? Of course, they're building a spiritual house of prostitution in each Mason's life, unfortunately, but they also believe in architecture. Now, here's an interesting thing for you, Jack. I quote high-level Freemasons in my book, Mysterious Monuments, who say that the tower, they actually brag about this, the Tower of Babel was built by the king of Babylon. Now, remember the Tower of Babel in the book of Genesis? It says that they wanted to reach unto the heavens and become like gods.
That's right, yeah.
And God, because of their arrogance and pride, he confounded them and caused them to speak in different languages.
They were
unable to build, and so they dispersed throughout the world. But they were building this fantastic ziggurat, or pyramidal temple, to the end of the heavens, into the clouds. They're trying to. The Masons say in their literature, the architect of that was a man named Peleg, P-E-L-E-G, and they say he was a Freemason. He was a member of the Masonic Order. Now, I think that's just legend, but... And they say he was a humble and good man. Our brother Peleg. They call him the brother. Our brother Peleg.
I see.
Now, here's an interesting thing for you. In building this new order of the ages, the United States of Europe that they put together is one leg of it. And, of course, now they're building the North American Union, another leg, and then they will have the Asian Union.
That's right, the Pacific Rim nations. Yes.
Now, in Europe, that's further advanced than here in the Americas.
Yeah.
Listen to this. In my book, I mean, this just floored me when I discovered all of this. They have recently opened up the new European Parliament building. It's in the shape of a Tower of Babel, unfinished.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's like, you're kidding me.
Now, no, you have pictures of it right in your book.
And not only that, the flag that they adopted is the 12 stars of the astrological zodiac in a circle. Mozart or Beethoven, I'm sorry, I have it in the book here, the concerto, they have adopted that as the national anthem, and it actually, according to Schiller, Frederick Schiller, he had the lyrics, it was an anthem to the great goddess. The fire goddess, they called her. And that's their national anthem.
Well, we can sure see what we're going to be under if we go under this Antichrist world order, can't we, Brother Tex?
Yes, you know, the signal there is, they're saying, our parliament building representing the people is a great Tower of Babel unfinished. They're saying, we will finish the job. That they failed to do at ancient Babylon. We will bring all the languages together, all the peoples. And isn't that what Obama said when he was in Berlin?
That's right. That's right. He's a new world order guy.
All the nations together will end the borders, will bring it together. Uh-huh. And, of course, they have to have a great campaign, which will be the war on terror that Obama said he will continue.
Yeah. Yeah,
many Americans think we're going to have change, but what change is that?
Yeah, we're going to have change, all right, but it would be the same change as the CFR lackey McCain, as it is with the CFR lackey Obama nation. They're going to bring the same change. They're going to do exactly what the CFR tells them to do, just like Bush and Cheney does.
That is exactly true, and I believe Obama will be president. That's not a prophecy, by the way. You know, that God didn't tell me that, but
yeah.
It appears to be that way because he has so many aspects that Antichrist-type figure would have. Again, I'm not saying he's going to be the Antichrist or anything, but
yeah.
Everything points to that, the biracial nature, black and white. He
yeah.
has his roots in three continents, Africa, Asia, and the Americas.
Yeah.
There's a lot there under the surface, too. And remember, I said he comes out of Chicago. And Chicago,
right.
where the zip code is 666, 60606.
Yeah, yes. And do you know in his Houston, Texas presidential campaign headquarters, for a while, when you'd walk in the front door and meet the secretary there, or the clerk, right behind her was a picture of the great guerrilla communist Che Guevara, right there on the wall, a flag of Che Guevara, not an American flag, but the communist Che Guevara. Can you believe that in Houston?
Oh, boy.
Right there on the wall when you walk through the door?
That's just
amazing. He's a communist. He's a communist, but I think John McCain is, too.
Oh yes, they both are, and they're both
yeah.
pledged to see that through. And, of course, again, in architecture, you can see even the building of the North American Union. And, Jack, you know, I exposed in this book the three great pyramids that they built in, of all places, West Virginia. Now, in the town of Princeton, West Virginia, off the highway there, they erected in 1995 three pyramids. And they did this with U.S. taxpayer and West Virginia taxpayer dollars from the Transportation Department.
How big are these, Tex?
They're fairly large. They're not gigantic. They're not as large as the pyramids in Egypt.
Yeah.
They have like a museum inside. And they're like a rest stop for tourists.
Huh.
But listen to this.
Yeah.
They erected three flagpoles and hoisted flags in front of them.
And that is
Egyptian pyramids.
1995, right?
1995.
Uh-huh.
And there's the Canadian flag, the Mexican flag, and the U.S. flag, all flying together.
Incredible.
Now, somebody might ask the question, what is a transportation stop paid for by taxpayers built like three pyramids? And brought together, and then there you have the three flags. That's the North American Union.
That's it. 1995.
Exactly 10 years before George Bush, Prime Minister Martin of Canada, and President Vicente Fox of Mexico met in Waco and agreed on the North American Union Pact.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So they signaled that.
They plan these things far in advance, brother.
They do indeed, and
yeah.
So I'm going to have to get another phone here. I hear a little signal, but so if I, I'll be back right with you.
Okay, all right, brother. Folks, I'm going to have Tex give out his information again here right when he comes back because I don't want you to miss that. If you missed it before, you've got to have contact information with this man. He's incredible. He puts out so much important information all the time, folks. You need to have contact with him. Are you back, Tex?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, yes.
All right,
listen,
great.
Give out your contact information again. We're running out of time here, and so please do.
Sure. Folks can call during the work week, 1-800, toll-free, 234-9673, or they can go to Power of Prophecy. They can write to me, too, by the way. Tex Mars at 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson, Austin, Texas, 78733. And simply say, I'd like a free copy of your newsletter. We'll send them the edition entitled Mysterious Monuments.
Good deal. Give that out again, all that information, your phone number and address.
Okay, toll-free.
And your website, too.
Sure, powerofprophecy.com, powerofprophecy.com. And then toll free 1-800-234-9673 during the work week now 8 to 5, and then finally write to me at Tex Mars or Power Prophecy, 1708 Patterson, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733.
Okay, brother, good deal. And I'm telling our listeners out there, you need contact with this man because every month he's going to just fill you up with new, important, critical information about our lives and our country and even your neighborhood, folks, that is going to come to your house soon. All these things are moving into our neighborhoods and are coming to our own houses in the future. He writes about these things, and he has tapes out there, too, very important tapes. Okay, hang on, Tex. We'll be back after this, and I have one caller on the line. Would you mind, Tex, if we took this one caller, Dan, and that's on the line with us?
Oh, I'm delighted to talk to your audience. Sure,
okay.
Certainly.
All right, we'll be right back. And we'll be with you, brother.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Coming in hot. We come in quick, and I want to tell you this, Brother Tex. We only have a couple minutes left, and we're going to go to Dave in Massachusetts. But before we do, Brother, do you have any closing thoughts you want to leave with our listeners out there?
You know, I want to leave a positive message, you know, because I'll tell you, the book of Zechariah in the Bible is amazing, and it says that after this architectural colossus is built, God is going to send forth some messengers and destroy it all. Isn't that astonishing?
Yeah.
I mean, they're spending all of our big oil-rich and taxpayer dollars and billions of dollars to build this colossus, monuments, buildings, statues around the world, and God's going to simply just destroy it all. And I think that's pretty significant here, that all of this was prophesied, but at the same time, it's our job, it's our commission in life, to go forth and tell the truth, educate others, and to fight this as good as we can, knowing really that it will end up as God's great victory.
Right on, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So I'm not negative at all of things. I just believe we need to expose them and go right on and take the heat. So what? So you've taken the heat many times, Jack, I know.
I know. You and me both, brother. Yeah. And this mysterious monument is one of the greatest ways, folks, to share with your family and your friends who is actually in charge, or think they're in charge. God's really in charge, our Lord, Creator, God of heaven, but they think they're in charge, and it's unbelievable. This book is just truly astounding, folks. So let's go real quick to Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave, you're on with Tex Mars.
Oh, hi, Jack. Hey, I'm going to put Tex back in the hot seat.
Okay. He's used to that.
Tex, let me ask you, what is the meaning of the final E in your first name, the E after the X?
Well, I must tell you, I came from a little town called Fred. You know, they always, there's a little saying, I slept in comfort, between Fred and Alice.
Yeah.
There's three Texas towns named Fred, Alice, and Comfort. But Fred's a little town, and had a midwife delivered me. We were so poor that they couldn't afford to take my mother to a hospital to be delivered. And they didn't, and you know how Bob and Bobby and Jack and Jackie, the names? Well, I had a an uncle who was in World War II at the time, and they wanted to honor him, and all the guys on ship called him Tex, because he was from Texas. But my mother had this bright idea that I've had to suffer with, Dave, for years now. She wanted to call me Texie. Of all things, you like Jack and Jackie. Well, I was going to be Texie. But the problem was the midwife didn't know how to spell it. She said, is it I-E or E-Y? And my mother didn't know either. She didn't have an education. So they just put an E there and called me Texie. And okay. But I don't usually tell people I'm Texie. So, Dave, I'm revealing a lot to you in Massachusetts.
Right.
So just call me Tex, but it really is Texy from the beginning.
Let me ask you, am I the first one that ever asked you that question?
You know, I think you are, but I don't know why it's taken so long.
Okay, brother Tex.
You're just wiser than other people. Say, hey, what is that?
Yeah, right, Dave. Hey, thanks, Dave. Hey.
Okay, Jack, thank you very much.
Okay, God bless you, brother Tex, and thank you for educating me for so many years, brother, and you're still doing it. Praise God. I need it.
And
so do all of our listeners out there. So I hope they get a hold of you, Tex. And thank you so much for being with us today, okay?
All right, Jack. I look forward to being on with you again. I want you to come on my program, too.
That'll be good. I'd love to do it. Lord bless you real good, brother.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Okay, folks, that's it for this week. And thank you for being here with us. And we'll be back with you next week, God willing, and we'll take more phone calls, too, during the second hour. Lord bless all of you out there, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you. Good day.
Gold has been.